Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are asking a very serious question. Suppose a kid from the last dungeon boonies moved to a starter town, which is also the name of the anime that we actually watched. But before all that, we were talking about Yu-Gi-Oh, getting in shape, exercising, life changes, going for those gains, so to speak, and all the other wonderful stuff. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. If you don't want to listen to the pre-show or anything like that, you just want the core show and still want to support us, we do have a tier for that as well. Or if you want to just buy yourself some swanky swag or anything like that, or even buy the anime that we are talking about today, I do have affiliate links for you in the show notes. As for anything else, as far as content information and joining our Discord and all that other stuff, all that's available on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. And now onto the meat and bro-tatoes. Suppose a kid from the last dungeon boonies moved to a starter town, aired in January 2021 all the way through March 2021. It was 12 episodes long. Couple of producers for it are ATX, Sammy, BS11, just to name a couple. The studio for it is Linden Films. It's based off of a light novel. The genres for it are action, fantasy, adventure, and it's 12 episodes long. I'm pretty sure I said that. But maybe
you said
I didn't.
That.
All right. Well, in case for third time, then 12 episodes long.
Where to begin?
So it starts off kind of pretty ambiguous, right? We don't know.
I feel
anything.
Like it, yeah.
We're not given any information. We're not told anything. But that's okay.
You don't need to when you have the God of Luck on your side.
Sure.
sure.
Yeah, why not? No, but on a serious note, the main protagonist, Lloyd, who is just like a kid who literally is from a town that's out in the boonies by the last dungeon. And he wants to move to a starter town. And the reason why he's doing it is because he wants to get stronger. He wants to be a soldier because he is the weakest out of his village. And from his whole premise and adventures and everything like that, even by their standards, even by his village standards, right, at which they are based on, he is... Well, I want to say he is the weakest. He, by everyone else's standards, he is like insanely strong, like ungodly strong, like, oh my God, strong.
Almost last dungeon strong.
Last dungeon. Yeah.
Ironic foreshadowing in the title, you know?
Right. But so the whole premise of it is he feels like he's weak and he's going to this town to try and get stronger. And then he has Alka, who is this witch or the chieftain or whatever, who's, I don't know, ungodly old.
Yeah, crazy old. But lowly body. So yeah. I think if this was a harem, she would be the lowly hag.
Yes, she would.
Yep. Apparently that's a term. I looked it up. And yeah, lowly hag is a trope. What kind of concerns me just a little bit, do we know how old Lloyd is in here? Like, does it ever specifically say? I feel like under 20.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, they never specify an age. I just know that he's old enough to join the military.
You gotta be 15 or 16 for that, I think, in this one. But I digress. Grandma Loli, for some reason, is infatuated with Lloyd to the point of giving him vast benefits, regardless of whether or not he asks them of her or not. And more to the point, he actually rejects her offers a few times until he, quote unquote, finds them on his own after a very meticulous plan that Grandma was like, he still needs to get this crap.
Right, right. I'm going to be honest, man. I mean, like, it was an entertaining show. It was very entertaining for what it was, but it wasn't really deep in substance, at least for a majority of it.
They tried really hard to be like, this is an antagonist that you're going to care about. Like, everyone had a good reason for doing what they're doing, you know?
Right. Like, it was cute. It was like an easy watch. But that's about it. So the whole premise, as I stated in the beginning, Lloyd, who comes to the starter town from the last dungeon, his last town is called Kunlun, is thought to be a myth, a fake mythological place that no one can actually ever reach, and he's actually from this area. The whole purpose and the primary function of that village is to keep all these demon lords inside this last dungeon, which is actually a prison. When they decide to get out, or when they decide to, or not decide, but when they escape, the purpose of the dungeon or this village is to stop them. Now, by the starter town's standards, Lloyd is ungodly strong. Yeah, he's like, the things that they think are monsters, he's like, oh, this is just a normal insect, or it's a lizard, or it's this or that. And for everyone else, it's, dear God, a catastrophe is about to happen. We're about to die. Like, our whole city's going to get destroyed. And he just walks by, sneezes, and away it goes.
Yeah. I really wanted to like Lloyd a lot. I really did. But this character's dumb.
Yes.
To a point that it's frustrating, because even though, fine, I'll give you the fact that perhaps he's the weakest. Perhaps in his village, he is the one that they bully, you know? And it's quite funny, in my opinion, that the idea that you've got this kick-ass demon lord bursting out of the dungeon, being like, I'm free, I'm all powerful, and this grandma pushing a cabbage cart, this didn't happen, but in my head it did, and it's awesome, pushing a cabbage cart going, cabbages, and then he like, I'm gonna destroy that first, and she lays the smackdown on him.
Yeah,
which apparently everyone in this village can do.
Yeah, it's
demoralizing.
It is demoralizing. Sorry. Yeah, no, you get a kind of like the idea behind that, though, right? You have a couple of kids that, yeah, with normal paper airplanes are taking out a dragon that would normally, yeah, people would run from scared. And you have like a couple of kids that are like, oh, this is great paper. Watch out.
Yeah, I mean, it gets the first two or three times amazing, funny, awesome, and then it sucks, and then you're like, okay, cool, is there going to be a challenge that, you know, that's exactly it, is there going to be a challenge, only to find out that yes, there is going to be a challenge in the form of someone from that town becoming bored with the monotony of being crazy strong. And
well, it's not even that, right? It's not even that. So the challenges that he kind of goes through and everything like that, it's the whole series is meant to be fun and very lighthearted and everything like that. And while he's kind of coasting through everything, everyone else is having a hard time, and it's meant to be more so comedic relief for the entire series. And CJ in our chat says there's no character growth. And yeah, the antagonist just felt dumb and pointless at the end. And that's honestly kind of how it is, right? The story, it's cute. It's meant to be nonsensical. There's like certain points. There are certain points where you kind of feel like the characters may get some kind of growth, and they kind of inch towards that only to pull away from it at the last minute.
Yeah. Like, they had really awesome potential to turn all these goofy exchanges into something a little more dark and serious, and not necessarily foreboding, but you know, like, they had potential that they just pissed away. And it's a fantastic show if you want to waste your time.
Yes.
If you want good visuals, because it's got good visuals. If you don't care about a plot or a story, this is it. This is the one. This is a 10 out of 10 for that. Character who's crazy overpowered, with the exception of people who are basically gods, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And yeah. I feel like if there's a season 2, I feel like they could do more, especially with what they did, right? With how they laid it out, how they kind of ended everything. You feel like, or I feel like, they laid the foundation for something that, for the potential of being great, being awesome. I'm just sad to see that they didn't do that in this season. They let it be kind of there.
Yeah.
They had like points where, we need to kind of fill some space, so we're just going to do a joke, or we're going to do some comedic relief, or we're going to do this. And with how Lloyd is in the series, they made him dumb, and it feels like they made him dumb on purpose instead of it being happenstance.
It's his only weakness. Literally, he's Superman. Superman with no formal education. He's trying. The reason he went to the beginner city, I assume he chose this one specifically, was so that he could learn from the ground up. The problem with that premise is it'd be like me knowing high school mathematics and then going to the first graders and acting like I don't know anything.
Right. Well, he's not going to a starter town. He's going there to learn and get stronger. And when he doesn't get into the military, he thinks he doesn't get in because he's really weak and he just doesn't have what it takes. Like, he failed. And it's not that he failed. It's that he's using techniques and everything like that are so advanced that people just thought it was made up. Like, oh no, you totally can't make it rain. It's like, oh, I'm my best thing I can do is I can make it rain. Literally, I can control the weather. That is what I can do. And here, oh, he just doodled. It's like, no, those are runes that supposedly you should not be able to do because it's a lost art. And he's like, oh, I use this rune that literally can destroy the world to clean.
What this reminds me of is a book, a type of book where the main character cannot lose, should lose, should receive a setback of some kind, should be given the opportunity to grow, to learn. But it's not that kind of show. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's, if you're looking for something more, it's confusing because there's so much potential. You've got love interests that could evolve. You've got friendships that could naturally become a thing. The trope of the, I'm jealous of you, but I'm of noble blood, so you're nobody to me, even though you literally just defeated a horde that everyone was crazy screaming for to try to run away from. You went, oh, these things, they're nothing. And no one acknowledges the fact that he just did that. No one acknowledges his overwhelming, just,
no,
they, for lack of a better way to put it, badassery.
They still
treat him like a regular person.
Well, yeah, they do acknowledge that, and they do specifically state that they can't technically include him in conflicts unless it directly is involved with a demon lord level individual, because it's a strict policy for Kunlun to not get involved with the affairs of the outside world, and they state that specifically. And so Alka tells the princess, who's like the witch or whatever, Marie, tells her that He cannot be involved with anything that is not of a demon lord. Otherwise, she will take Lloyd back to the town, back to the village. He will not be able to stay there. And so there is like that kind of story where there is this light balancing act where they can't really let him do it. So they kind of have to like intervene and be like, oh no, totally let us do this. Because if he gets intervened or if he intervenes, he will be dragged off back to the village. And at the exact same time, it plays on his own insecurities about being the weakest. It's like, oh, they're just looking out for me because I'm so weak. So I feel like a majority of the premise of the show actually really plays on his insecurities and everyone playing on his insecurities to help keep him there around him for when they do come across a demon lord style individual. It's just messed up.
It would have been awesome if they were far more clear with that motivation. Still set him up with challenges. Maybe, you know, Naruto, super duper strong, not the best at brains, you know? So to get him to grow, they gave him tests and stuff like that, that he was able to slowly learn more, slowly become better. Sometimes not as slow. Like there's obviously a cheat you'd be able to use. For instance, again, in Naruto, the Shadow Clone Jutsu, he can cheat to learn a bunch of stuff. Here, they should have had something like that. They should have had something that somebody other than Lloyd introduced to him to accelerate his learning to grow.
Well, it's not that they should have introduced something to let him grow. They should have not been playing on his insecurities to keep him there. They didn't allow him. They purposefully stagnated him to keep him there for those situations when they could use him. Right. And it also at the exact same time, you have the chieftain Alka who, and Rick, honestly, CJ pointed it out. She's let him go there in the hopes that he would fail and run back to her because she's got a hard on for him, so to speak.
Fetish of some kind, because she's very, very focused on only him. If anybody does anything that could potentially interrupt what she wants him to do, mm-hmm. they're gone.
Yeah.
Not even a second notice.
Right. And so the reason why that those level style bosses keep coming up, spoiler warning for the ending, his brother or someone who he views as his brother, Shoma, is making those events happen. Like he finds an antagonist who's like, yeah, I want to be, when I become completely evil, when I'm viewed completely as completely evil, I will cease to exist. I will die. And that's what he wants. And you learn a little bit about his backstory and everything like that. And so Shuma, who's very bored of the world, doesn't want Lloyd to be bored of this world. He wants him to have the time of his life, have fun, have adventures and all that stuff, have that growth. And so he's being the purposeful antagonist, being the purposeful bad guy to help his brother or someone who he loves deeply grow and be the hero. And the I want to say his name is Shuo, something like that. Anyways,
I can look it up.
He wants him to be the bad guy, and he's all for it too. I mean, like they even say it at the very end. He's like, look forward to a whole bunch of bad stuff by me in the future and everything like that. And it's like, okay, but what? It's like, I get it. He wants his brother. And it really comes to head on this coming true or not coming true, but being really kind of solidifying it when the final battle's happening and the thing's going on. Shuma is off to the side with like a video camera recording him, rooting on his brother, and the other big baddie, that's the guy who's supposed to be the big baddie, is there rooting him on too, saying, yeah, be the hero, you could do it, woohoo, you're gonna beat me. It's like, okay, well, that's kind of lackluster. I mean, like you're not even making it entertaining. Like everything that's happening, everything that they're doing, they're purposely doing it for the sole purpose of making Lloyd the hero.
Yeah, the plan to make him the hero is so diabolical because there's no merit to it. It's just straight evil for the purpose of being evil.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you immortal so I can die. Ha 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 ha.
Well, it's not immortal, the hero. I'm going to make you the hero so I can die.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. Being viewed as a hero doesn't necessarily mean you are immortal. It just means you're a hero.
I kind of assumed being a hero wasn't just doing the good deeds. It was having other people give you the accolades. No. So like,
he won't
be
immortal.
A social status.
No, the reason why they want to view him, have him be viewed as immortal, and they specifically state this, right, is because he wants to be viewed as evil. When everyone views the guy as evil, that is when he will finally be able to die. It's because he was made with runes, and he was supposed to disappear after a specific event, but he never did, and he continued on. One question that he keeps asking people is, how do you view me? And his response is, oh, so you view me that way. And the reason why people view him a very particular way is because of the runes. Some of the people that were there, some of the other antagonists, viewed him as a holy man, someone very holy, someone godly, someone right, someone just. Whereas when Lloyd looked at him like he was someone very evil. He was a very bad man. And that actually pleased him. He was happy. He goes, oh, so you view me that way.
Yeah. I mean, yes, you are correct. In the most literal sense, that's exactly what happened. But I feel like the way they did it was so roundabout, unnecessary.
It was roundabout. It was unnecessary. And they stated everything that I said within the last like two or three episodes.
Yeah.
They wait. You spent 9 episodes doing nothing, learning nothing, and then the last 3 episodes they're like, let's drop some bombshell information on you and just leave it at that.
Let's make a good OVA, because if that was the whole show, episode 1, 8, 9, 10, or 9, 10, 11, 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
perfect, flawless, great show. Well, not great show, but like way better than now. Because a lot of the stuff that happened in the in-between, it had no effect. Zero. None. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
It was fun to watch. It was fun to be reminded every turn that, well, it got boring. But every situation could be solved with Lloyd blundering through it.
Yeah.
And, yep. Yeah, if he learned something, it'd be better. But nobody likes a dumb... No one likes a dumb main character.
Yeah. It felt
especially when they stay dumb.
Yes. Sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say one of the things that I really disliked about this is they constantly had those like comedic relief moments, and it was constant throughout the entire show. Like those comedic relief moments aren't meant to be the whole show, the primary purpose of the show. And it felt like that was the primary purpose of the show, to have nothing but comic relief all the way throughout it. And the other thing that I really disliked, Lloyd, he's the main character, but he did not feel like the main character.
No, he felt like the unbreakable character, the character that will walk through a building that's falling down and not be impeded at all. You know what I mean? Just yes. Like dits through like, oh, wow, this thing's not really sturdy at all. Meanwhile, they're trying to bring a mountain down on his head, and he's walking through like, wow, so many odd things are happening.
Yeah.
I really wanted to like this show. I really, really did.
Yeah, I did too. It's a cute show. It's a great show if you want to play it in the background. You don't really have anything else to watch. It's something that you can put on in the background, totally forget about, not miss a thing. In fact, you can probably just watch the last episode and understand everything that's going on, sadly, because there's nothing going on throughout the whole thing. Like even the points where it should be, where there should be that trial, that hardship, that moment of, oh my God, what is going to happen? Even then it's like, whatever.
Cause you know,
well, it's not even that, you know, they know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad writing. It's not even that you know. They know it. They're lazy because he's there.
Yeah, they know it, and then everyone else knows it, right? So my example, Ugg, right? Yug?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lloyd gives her a message from Alka. It's not even that she was like all betrayed or anything like that. The whole deal behind it is Lloyd's giving her a message and telling her, it's like, how could you haphazardly do this? This is so like you, blah, 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 this and that. They're like nonchalant. I have blah, 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 all this other stuff. Not worried about nothing. And it's like, so Alka, who got her powers sealed away and everything like that, it's like, gave him a message to tell Ugg and would even know her own response, her responses, and told him what to say when she gave those responses.
Felt very orchestrated, very, again, no free will. Felt very planned, very, very generic.
Dumb. Very dumb. Very, very dumb.
Dumb is another way to put it. Dumb is a very good way to put it. Dumb is a very good way to put it.
It was unsatisfying. It was, I mean, like, they had so much potential for this. So much potential.
Frustrating is what it is. Because the show... You don't want to know why I wanted this show to be good? I desperately wanted this show to be good. Specifically because this is the only series of names that I was able to find in a unique format that sounded American. You know what I mean? Like, the main character, Lloyd. I've never heard... it's not Kirito. It's not Kirito. Yes, I was going to say, I'm butchering that name. It's not Ichigo. It's not. It sounds out of this genre. Does that make sense? So I was hoping for more.
I mean,
I was hoping for something different.
We've talked about other shows where they've had like normal character names.
Yeah.
Well, American. Yeah. Let me rephrase it. American character names.
Yeah, but not as a main protagonist. Don't you even quote Sin on this one, because that's a masterpiece on itself.
so you do remember at least one other one that we have done where the main characters have a normal American name.
That doesn't count. That was a movie. What about, not a series.
What about Mars?
I don't know. No. What was that about?
The cockroaches on Mars. They had American names in that one. They had other ethnic names in that one too, but you know.
Yeah. You're not helping this situation for Terraformers. Thank you.
Thank you. Terraformars. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, CJ.
Terraformars. It's not Terraformers. Terraformars.
Eh.
Okay.
Eh.
Yeah. But on this one, I don't have a lot more to add.
I mean, like, the
premise was amazing. Execution, not so much.
True. But before we continue on and before we talk about it, what about Helsing?
Which one?
Doesn't matter. We're talking about names. We were talking about names. Okay.
I think Helsing.
Alucard?
Yeah. Alucard is Dracula spelled backwards, which is typically not a Western name.
It is they had English names in there, and Alucard, yes, is Dracula spelled backwards, but it is also a normal name.
I felt personally that they were trying to play off Transylvania. Not, I don't know. I lost my point when it came to me thinking this was the only good one, potential good one, with fairly what I would consider to be unique names.
Okay, what about Cowboy Bebop?
That's not fair. You can't name a classic.
Oh, I most certainly can.
No.
Spike.
I was trying.
Jet. Normal.
Those really aren't. Those are not names. Those are things.
No, those are names.
Nope. A spike is a spike. A jet is a jet. Faye is a fairy.
They're not legit names. I went to school with people whose name was Worm. Rainbow Sunflower. Those are names. And CJ in our chat says he's met a spike and a tank.
Anecdotal evidence.
Evidence is what you...
Superfluous. What
you evidence.
Evidence discrediting my point, which doesn't help me at all.
No, it doesn't.
I wanted to like the show. I really did, but
all right.
Not fantastic.
Honestly... I'm going to be honest, man. I don't have too much more I can say about this.
I'm right there with you.
All right. So
I'm right there with you.
On a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I think, you know,
10.
Absolutely. How'd you know? That was a, like, it's like we're on the same wavelength, you know,
bro. I'm telepathetic. What can I say?
I love that. That's awesome. I'm telepathetic. That should be a t-shirt. I gotta give it a 3. Okay. I can't go much lower than that because they had amazing visuals. When it was funny, it was hilarious, but then it got tropey. The animation style and quality maintained itself through the whole show, I feel. But not much else, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with a 3. What about you?
I'm going to go just a smidge higher.
Really? Why?
I'm going to go with a 4. Artwork was nice. The artwork was very clean. Mm-hmm. It gave me some good chuckles. It's certainly not something that I would actually watch again, but it was it was entertaining for what it was. And to deny that I laughed at the dumb, obviously dumb jokes that were happening and the dumb comedic relief situations that were there would be like saying that the whole anime is trash, which it is. It is not. It is bad, but it's not trash. And to say I got no enjoyment out of it would be a lie. Would be a lie. I laughed at a good portion of it because of the stupidity. Rolled my eyes, heaved and hawed and breathed, and, you know, it was like all that other stuff, but it was entertaining for what it was. Was it deep in substance? No. Was the artwork great? Yeah, I loved the artwork. Artwork was very well done. Do I wish there was more character growth, more development overall? Do I wish the story was better? You bet I do. But there, you know, I mean, it is what it is. So I'm going with a 4. Yes. Ask.
If there was a season 2, would you watch it?
Yes.
And that's the difference between a 3 and a 4.
No.
I would let you watch it, and then I'd let you tell me if it's good or not, because I wouldn't want to waste my time on it.
I would watch it because of how I am, even if it was a 2, even if it was a 1.
Fair enough.
I mean, like, you and I both know, it's like, I've given a 1. Would you watch a season 2? Obviously, because I'm a completionist. I'm not going to not watch it.
That's fair. That's very fair. So what's next week's charts look like?
It's a movie.
Ooh, okay.
And it's called Hal?
Hal Jordan?
Nope, just Hal. H-A-L.
Just Hal.
Just Hal.
Like Shallow Hal?
Could be. We don't know. I don't know. You don't know. You never know. We don't know. You know who does know? Certainly not us. But that's all that the time that we have for today. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, plain old got everything right, got everything wrong, or anything like that, let us know. All our information is in the show notes. Or you can go to our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. You can go there. All our contact links, requests, submissions, all that stuff is on there. Go ahead, give us a submission and tell us what you want us to watch. We will watch it eventually. I promise. Or you can join us on our Discord. We're always hanging out in there talking and whatnot, and everything else. So feel free to, if you want to catch pre and post show that we usually do for every episode, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month to get you access to the bonus content. And right now, you have for at least till the airing of next episode to get yourself set up on Patreon and add your address on there to get yourself a nice swanky holographic sticker for the patron exclusive logo. It will be the only one that's going out. This is your only time to get in on that bad boy. And if you want to buy the series that we talked about and you feel like you loved the show, you can go to the affiliate link that we have in the show notes. It'll take you to Bright Stuff Anime. Anything that you buy using that affiliate link will give us a little bit of a kickback, and it is very much appreciated. Or if you want to buy some of our own swanky swag, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And let's explore a better dungeon next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.